Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we thank God for you as always. You know, call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And our whole endeavor is to, as well, always to find the grassroots. Amen. To get down to the road, where the road meet the rubber meet the mold. You know, and these are the things that help us grow, help us grow in Christ. And we want to always have your opinion and there's no wrong answer to anything because we are learning from one another. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. We thank God for you as always. And Father, we thank you. Lord, we pray right now that you touch the hearts and minds of all of the callers, those desire to call and couldn't able, but those that are listening, oh God, through the internet or by radio, or either by telephone. And Lord, we ask you to bless them right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we rebuke Satan's hand, whatever weapon he's trying against your people, oh God, because you say, where they begin to get the revelation and get the understanding brings strength. And Lord, we thank you for the strength. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're looking at some what we call the spiritual muscles. We are led to that subject, some things that you exercise and are not aware of. You're just not aware of what you've been doing, but you begin success. You work on this and you get success. Amen. Sometimes we learn things through the school of hard knocks. But at the same time, amen, you get the victory. But now it's time for us to, amen, understand what we are doing. Understanding what God is doing, so by you can teach others, you can help others, and this is what Jesus came. He came about, amen, and he taught his disciples, and his disciples began to, after Jesus left, his disciples began to teach and carry on the work, amen. So God wants us to be involved in his work. He wants us to be a part of his work. And he wants us to know what he's doing. And it behooves us many times that we settle down and find out what God is doing, that we can get into work with him. Because that's what Jesus came to show the world what God wanted. And God wanted to save the world. And not only through saving and salvation, but he wanted to as well to show the world that he is able to take care of his people until he come back while he's here. Now, it's a sad thing when you have a tree and the tree doesn't grow. The tree doesn't grow. You fertilize it. Amen. You do many things to it, but it does just not. It takes root, but it doesn't grow. It does not grow. So we want to look for the lesson study out of the book of Mark, and we also were going to the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, and we're looking at Mark, the 5th chapter, and we're going to start at 25th verse, and as well as Mark, the 11th chapter, and we're going to look at the 22nd verse. We want to draw some points here that you can utilize all the time. There's some points, amen, that God always have a plan. Amen. If there's some points that you can draw off of, amen, and realize what you're doing, and if you watch it, and you say, oh, I've been doing this all the time, and then not realize it. And the book of Mark is a very known lady, Amen. The Bible doesn't say she was saved and she wasn't part of any denomination. Remember, when Jesus came in, the world was full of religion. Full of religion. Amen. And here, he's out. Amen. Out and about, out in the world. And this is so important. Amen. That I learned many years ago. Amen. There are so many things that happen in the tabernacle. And there are so many things, so many different spirits is going on, critical. Amen. There are some hypocrites. There are some liars. There are some that come to look in, that see what you're doing. Amen. And many times it has come to sit and be entertained. But the great work, amen, is out there in the harvest, out there in the streets, out there in the homes, in the hospitals, in the jails. Amen. Those that are walking the streets. That's the greater work. That's the greater work. Amen. So when they do come in the house of prayer, they do come in the house of prayer, amen, it takes the prophet of God, which all pastors should be prophets, because they get a word from God. They get a word from God. Every preacher get a divine word from God. He should not be preaching any other book. He should not be preaching any other magazine or something that he pick up. He preached the word of God. And you have 66 chapters. Amen. The Holy Spirit written the book of God. Amen. That's enough in your lifetime. Amen. Try to disciple. Amen. And understand. Notice, again, the lady. Amen. And we want to look at some steps real quickly with her. Then we're going to open up the line that you can call in. Toll-free line is 855-236-2252. Toll-free 1-347. Area code 215-8816. Toll free number 855-236-2252 or 347-215-8816. Amen. This lady had an issue of blood. She had a problem. But I want you to watch some things here. Be picking it up at the 25th verse of the 5th chapter of St. Mark. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things, musicians, and had spent all she had and was nothing better but grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus. Now, that could be number one, but that also, you have to hear the gospel. That's the death, burial, resurrection. You have to hear the word of God, what Jesus had done. Amen. You should not, amen, prompt yourself or beat yourself, isolate yourself and make yourself believe in the Bible, in God. No, you have to hear the work of God. And that's the work that Jesus done. That's the gospel. You hear the work of what God has done. Amen. Jesus of Nazareth, full of the Holy Ghost, amen, went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed. Acts 10:38. Amen. Jesus healed. Amen. He did good. Amen. Yes, he did good. He fed the 5,000. He helped people. Not only that, but he healed people. Amen. So Jesus of Nazareth, and this lady heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. And number one, amen, she done something. She heard. Now watch this now. Now here's number one. Again, you can put it on that one and eight. And she said something. Amen. After she heard about Christ, she made up in her mind and she brought it out of her mouth. Amen. You have many times, amen, have gotten to the point. And you begin to talk to yourself. Now, don't put this out in public. You talk to yourself, but some of us talk to ourselves, and we sing to ourselves. Paul said, get a song and a hymn. But she said to herself, she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I'll be made whole. So the first step, when you hear and you begin to get to the point where you believe in what you heard, gotten the information properly right, you gotten it right, amen. She said, amen, I'm going to do something. And straightway, the 29th verse, she went, she did something. The second step, that she did something. After she said it, amen, she began to do it. She said it, amen, either she confessed it, amen, and then she began to what? She began to do it. Amen. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. So she received it. She felt it, and she thought, I believe I got this situation. Amen. God did it for me. He said it was do it. Amen. He did it for me. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the virtue had gone out of him, he turned about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples began to talk about it. But let's go down to the 32nd verse. And he looked around about her and see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole." She confessed to God. Amen. She received it. She started confessing it and began to worship God. She began to worship God. First thing, let's go to Mark first. Let's go to Mark first. Amen. We want to give you as much time as possible. Mark the 11th chapter. Notice here, Jesus talking to his disciples after he had cleansed the temple. And the 22nd verse, amen. In the morning, the 20th verse, and in the morning, as they passed by and saw the fig tree dried up from its roots, Peter called to remembrance and said unto him, "Master, behold, the fig tree with thy curse is withered away." And Jesus answering said, now we have to speak. You know, we can't read your mind. You have to speak. Amen. God wants you to speak. He gave us a tongue. Amen. He said unto them, "Have faith in God." Now, this is a whole discussion. Amen. It could be a lesson. There are many people out there today. Amen. I can verify with one of them that believe in God. Amen. I really wasn't a worshiper. I heard about God. I was told about going to church. Amen. I heard so much about it with things he can do. Whenever I got in a bad situation, I said, "Oh, God." But at the same time, amen, when I came into Christ, there was a warfare, it was a tug. Okay, I love God. Now where's Jesus supposed to be with God? You know, so there are many young people in Christ. They hold faith in God. They love Jesus, but they don't put no faith in Jesus. You see, you can't separate God and Jesus. They are the same. Amen. Jesus is the door of everything. So if you got your faith in God, you got your faith in Christ. Amen. Jesus is just the key. Here's Jesus. God said, "Have faith." Jesus said, "Have faith in God," because Jesus is God. In the book of Gospel according to John, in God. So you have faith in God, but the only way you can get to Him, amen, is through Jesus Christ. And I know there's got to be a study there. Where things got to be broken down. So there are young babes in Christ. They love God. But when it comes down to Jesus Christ, even though there's a tug of warfare there a little bit, but it's not so. Because Jesus loves you and God is the same. Mother, you know, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now notice here, the 23rd verse. "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say," we back to saying now, the lady with the issue of blood, she said. Now, here's Jesus teaching, amen, about have faith in God. "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain," whatever problems you have, whatever situation, amen, it's kind of hard for you to deal with it, amen. But, God said, he didn't say fast and pray. He said talk to it. He said say to the mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. We're talking about saying. We're talking about action. Amen. And we're talking about receiving and believing. Saying, actions, and receiving. Then you start confessing. But watch this now. And we made a statement earlier. A tree must grow. If a tree doesn't grow, it's a problem with it. It's a problem with it. Amen. And Jesus, in this chapter, he spoke to the fig tree. They came by and they saw there was no figs on it. Jesus just stopped and said, okay, let's have a prayer meeting. And we're going to pray around it, touch and agree of this tree. Lay hands on it. And Peter, you get the oil. Go ahead and tell Thomas, I want that oil, that anointed. Bring that anointed oil over here, Thomas. Put down, I don't care how much it costs, put it on this tree. No, Jesus didn't go through all of that. Jesus walked by and he looked at the tree and said, he cursed the tree. You're supposed to bring off some kind of fruit. Amen. Amen. So you can say things. Maybe you have been saying things to your problem. Maybe you have been saying it with your heart. And I mean, you have been spiritually upset about it. You spoke to it. Amen. And not realizing that is a part of your spiritual muscle. That is a part that God wants you to flex. That's a part of practice. You should practice. Amen. We get into prophesying, but here we're talking about, amen, using your weapons of warfare. Amen. Using what you have. Amen. And since we have been born again, we've been born of the Spirit. Amen. We've been born of the Spirit. We still live in this natural body. Amen. Since we are living in this natural body and we've been born of the Spirit, and if we don't watch it, amen, if we don't watch the situation, the natural man was saying that, okay, you're praying too much, you're reading too much, because like John the Baptist was saying many times, he said, I must decrease in order for him to increase. He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. So when you begin to apply and allow Jesus to be in all parts of your life, you have to exercise that. Amen. I'm going to use this example, then I'm going to ask for callers. Amen. Those of you who know about weightlifting or know about training. Amen. A weightlifter, when he go into the gym, he prepare himself to go into the gym. He prepares himself by what he eats. Amen. To get his rest. And he get with the trainer. He have two arms. We're talking about a man that has two arms, a lady has two arms. What he's going to use to lift. He can have one arm. But both of them has to be trained, amen, to lift the same amount of strength. If you got one can lift 100 pounds or 20 pounds, amen, both should be able to lift 100 pounds or 20 pounds together, divide it up. But if you have one arm that's doing 90% of the work, and the right arm is not doing anything, or the left arm not doing much of anything, amen, you're going to be out of balance. You're going to be out of balance. So in order to have the strength of God spiritually, amen, to do the things that you need to do to protect your home and your family and your career, be a good representative for God, as well as to help the kingdom of God, you got to have a balance. There must be a balance. It must be a balance. Amen. If you're going to read, you got to read and you got to pray. If you're reading and praying, amen, you got to activate it. Whatever the situation is, you got to activate it. You got to be able to speak it. After you pray, you got to be able to speak it. You got to be able to speak things sometimes, amen, and look for it to come to pass. Look for it to come to pass. All right, we don't want to get too far out here, amen, and we want to have you to come and share, amen, on this. We're talking about spiritual growth and exercising, amen, what you have learned in Christ, amen. And this is why we call it spiritual Amen. The book of Romans speaks of that, the 8th chapter of Romans, which we're not going to go into it right now, but some of you might be into that area of discussion. We appreciate your calls, and we thank God for you because, amen, we're all able to bring forth some good revelations that God give us. Amen. You can push one on your phone, area code 855-236-2252. 347-215-8816. Amen. When you push one on your phone, amen, there's no wrong answer. Amen. You might have a vision or a dream. You might just have a question. Amen. Since we have callers, amen, area code is from the Carolinas all the way down to Miami. Amen. Other parts of Georgia, other areas of people that are listening. Amen. One man does not have it all. I'm aware of that. Amen. God gave us all a part. Amen. So once we put it all our parts together, amen, I'm quite sure, amen, we're going to learn something in this study. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And the operator will text you in. We always like to give the last 4 digits and the area code. Amen. Where you've been calling from. And if you wanted to announce your name, you can. Amen. But this program can be used for Bible study. And sharing with others, amen. When you go to Doctrine of Truth, amen, to our website, www.jciministries.org. You can go to www.jciministries.org, amen, and look for Doctrine of Truth and Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to it. Amen. Or if you like us on Facebook, go to Facebook, amen, .com, Jesus Christ International Ministries. Amen. If you want us to visit us on YouTube, www.youtube.com/user JCI Ministries. Amen. We're talking about spiritual muscles, and, you know, muscles is the ability to get things done. Be aware when an athlete, a person, they have the ability, amen, whatever it might be. There, sometimes we label God, scripture for the tabernacle. We label God to be in the church, but God is everywhere. You take him with you in your life, and he wants you to be able to sit down and begin to talk with him, amen, sing to him, read a scripture, follow him in prayer, amen. Or either you walk out and you see a problem or a situation, amen. You don't have to preach. You don't have to, amen, take your guitar and your tambourine and your Bible in your hand, amen. You can say to yourself and speak to that situation, speak out to that situation, amen, and because we are spiritual, because we are born of the Spirit. Notice, and I guess we'll wait here for a while until you gather. Amen. We have many listeners, and someone can be able to grab a revelation. But notice what Paul was saying, that he found something. And I alluded to this many times in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter. Paul said, that 22nd verse, that for I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see a law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity in the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, who then with the mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh is the law of sin. Now, as long as you live on this earth, you will have some type of war dealing with the natural man. Because the natural man, this is his home. He was born here. He's here. And some things that happen, if something come up or we have to leave this world, the body will be here. The body will be here. The natural body will be here. But the spiritual body and the spiritual man will go on and be with God. Those that have been born again. Because the spirit, the inner man Paul talks about, amen, his inward man, amen, his inward man, amen, the new man God give us, he come alive. But he found out, amen, this is what Romans 8 talks about, he finding out, amen, that if he does not, amen, constantly work to build up that spiritual man, the tug will be out of balance. And if you don't read or study and seek God in prayer, his word and fellowship, amen, you're going to be out of balance. You're going to be out of balance. And you're going to find that, amen, the world side of you is going to be stronger than the spiritual side. And the spiritual side is going to be stronger. So you got to have a balance there. You got to be able to have the spiritual man come out on both sides. Come out on both sides. And Paul was talking about in Romans 8. Amen. And Jesus, that's what Jesus was speaking about. When you begin to overcome yourself, you begin to overcome. Don't let people talk to you about, oh, you're being too spiritual. Or you're being too churchy, or you're trying to be a preacher. You know, the world throw all type of things at you that you can slow down, amen. And God begin to give you revelation and give you understanding that you can help others. He's about helping others. He came to save others. He came to save us. So God wants you to have that, amen, that you be able to help yourself. You'll be able to help yourself. All right, we have a caller. 910, area code, last four digits, 6600. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Good evening. Enjoying the topic tonight. It's a very good topic. I think you really came up with a good one on this one. This is very key to me because I think that once we understand what kind of power and what kind of authority we have. Jesus mm-hmm. gave us that authority and gave us that power, you know, from the beginning of time. Man had mm-hmm. that power. He lost it due to sin, but Jesus came back and gave us that power. And we had that authority to speak those financial mountains. It can be a sickness, a mountain that's over your life. There are different kind of mountains that can be over your life. But we have that authority to speak to that mountain and cast it out. And the powerful thing I love about faith is it's according to my faith. It's according to your faith. It's according to what mm-hmm. we believe. And that's what I believe is so powerful about it. You know, I look at the miracles that Jesus performed. They mm-hmm. had a belief if they just touched him. There was one story where the Roman soldier said, well, if you just speak the word, then he's going to be healed. You know, they had a belief if they came to Jesus that mm-hmm. whatever they was asking for, it would be done. And they had no doubt in their mind when they came to him, it would be done. And that's what kind of faith we got to have today, where when we get on our knees and we pray and we ask God for something, we got to have no wavering, no doubting, and we got to believe that it's going to happen. And mm-hmm. without a shadow of doubt, it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Now I'm going to rest in God, and I'm not going to let the enemy torment me. I'm not going to let the enemy have me wavering and doubting and don't believe that what I'm praying for is going to come to pass. Because while you're praying for that thing, the enemy is going to war. He's going to war against you, and he's going to have you thinking, okay, God ain't listening to your prayers. God ain't hearing you. You praying, and he ain't even answering your prayers. But God hears you. God hears your prayers. And that's one of the tricks of the enemy. He'll come to your mind and begin to have you thinking, God ain't listening to my prayers, or my prayers is not being answered. But the whole time, while you waiting on God to fulfill what you're praying for, you still got to be continue to pray. My mind goes back to the book of Daniel, and when the angel came to him and said, hey, you know, God heard your prayer 21 days ago, but Daniel kept praying. He didn't stop, you know, and I think that's very powerful. He didn't stop the first day, but he kept praying. He kept praying. He kept seeking God's face, and that's what we got to do as believers, because, you know, we could be praying on something. I myself, there's stuff I prayed for 2 years ago and never stopped praying for it, and it's starting to come to pass now. And if I'd have gave up and if I'd have lost faith, you know, there's always a time when God wants us to walk into what we're praying for. And see, sometimes we get out of that will and we think that we want it then, or we want it now, or we want it at this particular time. But God's saying, no, there's a particular time I want to bring it into your life, and there's some things I want you to grow into before I bring it into your life. And that's where we'll begin to waver and we'll begin to doubt. But if we begin to believe and know without a shadow of doubt that the same God that took down the walls of Jericho is the same God I serve, the same God that brought the children of Israel out, that's the same God I serve. You know, the same God that healed the woman with the issue of blood, the same God we serve. That's what you got to continue. And you know, Galatians talks about what you feed your spirit man. If you feed the spirit, that's what you'll get out. But if you feed in your flesh, meaning if you feed in your spirit the word of God, and you begin to continue to feed that, that's what you will get out. But if we feed in our flesh and we feed in our spirit man junk, and not feeding the word, and not feeding it, not praying, and not seeking the face of God, that's where the enemy got room to creep in there. Because as long as you feeding the word of God and you studying and you praying and you fasting and you seeking the face of God, your faith will grow stronger and stronger and stronger. And I just really wanted to share that with the listeners, because a lot of times when you're young in Christ, you think that when you pray, it's going to come right then. And a lot of times it just don't happen that fast. You know, it takes time before it comes to pass, you know, and that's the enemy really at war with you during that time that you're waiting on that prayer to come through.
Amen. Very good. Very good. We thank God for you. Amen. Indeed. Okay, we have another caller. Amen. Area code 954. The last four digits is 4427. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop, and praise God for the broadcast. It's a treasure in itself. I just want to weigh in on this a little bit. One of the things I wanted to point out is that, you know, in biblical times, when Jesus walked on earth, those people came to him and they knew if they could get to him, their faith was strong enough to know that if I can just get to him, then I know they know they would be healed. Now, the whole point of the resurrection of Christ is for us today to know that Christ is still standing by. Jesus is still on standby all the time, waiting on us to use our faith the same way the saints did in the times of old when he walked the earth, to believe our faith be just as strong to know if we cry out to him now that he'll answer those prayers just as well. So it's our faith. Our faith is what gets us to in the presence of God through Jesus, and knowing that, hey, if our faith be just as strong as what theirs were, because they physically had him, but we have to know today, the Lord told Thomas that you must come and put your hands in the wound because you said you would not believe until you did. And Jesus said to him, say, blessed will be those that will believe and will not have an opportunity to see me, see? So today, it is by faith and faith alone that the healing and all the prayers that we give up to Jesus are answers, because you got to have strong faith to know that through the resurrection is that he's right here with us just the same as what he was when he walked the earth.
Amen. Very good. All right, we have another caller. Error code 561, last four digits 4556.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
It's Pastor Brown. How you doing?
All right, and you?
Amen. All is well. Glad to be on the line with God's people.
Go ahead.
I'm just elated. I'm just elated with what God is doing with Blog Talk. I know this is not the subject, but I'm just excited about what God is doing with Blog Talk. How it's touching so many lives and empowering so many souls. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to talk about the spiritual muscle. One spiritual muscle is faith. Amen.
All right.
And we exercise that faith by our works and by our due diligence in the studying of His Word and applying, going out, witnessing to God's people, telling men and women that they must repent and they must have the love of Christ in their heart. And we show that love by extending the hand of fellowship and inviting them into the ark of safety. Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you. As always.
God bless you.
God bless you. We have another caller, area code 305-4271. Area code. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir, Doctor, you're on the air. Good to hear from you.
We are enjoying. It's a pleasure to be here. We are enjoying. I just wanted to hear what was being said, because it was really food, and it started becoming instructional to me. I thought about Old Testament. They spoke highly of trust in God. Trust in God. But when Jesus came along, Jesus said, now you believe in Him. You see what I'm saying? Believe on the one whom God has sent. So God's plan was for us to get to know Him through His Son. I said that because you was talking about the woman with the issue of blood.
Mm-hmm.
And what jumped out at me was I heard the Lord say, now, if you can believe, He says all things are possible to them that believe. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, if you speak to the mountain, you don't doubt, but believe in your heart, you see, you can have what you say. And then you talked about the tree that died from the root, you see. And Jesus said, now, in faith, you pray in faith and believe, He said, you can do the same thing. So I'm looking at this, and I'm seeing that God wants you to possess Him. See, the power is of Him. Amen. What He said, He said, put on the whole armor of God that you be able to stand, you see, be strong in Him and the power of His might. So we are servants unto Him if we humble ourselves. If you humble self before God, He'll lift you up. You see, He'll endow you with power. You see what I'm saying? It's nothing of us. You understand? Mm-hmm. But what we do, we are joint heirs with Him because we believe on whom God has sent. And so I'm looking at the fact that oftentimes, and it have happened to me, I say to folks, I say sometimes, you know, if you do such and such, God will do such and such for you. See what I'm saying? I'm really overstepping my boundaries. See, what I need to do is get them to Jesus, you see?
All right.
And he's the one that's able to hear your faithful cry, you see? So I'm looking at today, amen, like it's being said, I think Brother Warlock, is that his name? It's a possession you got to have. You talking about muscle, amen. Muscle is what keep you in shape. You see, muscle is what all of us need. And if you don't have the spiritual muscle, you ain't gonna be able to leave it because things come against you. You see, but when you got that muscle and you can believe, listen, all you need there is patience. Then you'll possess your soul. God don't move, you understand, if you're able to hold on to your belief. Amen. So I just thank God for what you're saying because, listen, we say, come on in and God do such and such. No. I'll tell, come on to Jesus. You know, you tell people, come on to Jesus. You see, lay your burdens there at his feet. See what I'm saying? He'll lift you up in due time. You want to be strong? You got to flex your muscles. Amen. You can't. And the thing I learned, in short, the thing I learned is we said I went to the Word of God, and I'm looking at the truth of what the Word is saying. But then I thought now in my own mind that things will get easy because of I'm getting to know him, right? Man, listen, stuff will come in, amen, at me to test the Word of God. Amen.
All right.
Now, God didn't let me fall, you understand? But I showed up, got a taste of his grace. Amen.
All right.
And this is the spiritual muscle. You got to do it all the time, and just like I heard, you got to get in that word, amen. If you don't understand it, don't put it off. Say, Lord, look at here. Give me understanding. You see, you ain't trying to be a great theologian, man. You just trying to live, because today, amen, there's so much devastation going on, amen.
Yeah.
So much. People intentionally trying to fool you. Your tests that are coming, amen. To what? Steer you away from the master. So you are so right with this topic. Spiritual, amen. Spiritual muscles, and I thank God for that. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you always. Always. I'm gonna make a little turn here. We're gonna make a turn here. We're gonna go out about, amen, about 10 miles, a little bit more out in the ocean right here, and drop anchor, amen, because in you I found out in many times, amen, many years ago, amen, I need to have some work done, and you know, typewriter, and I didn't understand the computer. I just wasn't bothered. I was hollering and scraping and doing everything. It took me about an hour to type a half a page, amen, learning back and forth, and finally, through practice, that's all it was. They said, well, delete this and do that, and all of this. It took practice and working with it, amen. But now I said, I just can't work without it. The same thing with the cell phone. I just didn't want to bother with that phone, but I found it convenient for me, and began to work with it. And now, if I drop it, I'm just like the young people. Amen. I can't leave home without it. Oh my God! They don't look for my wallet. I've had to look for the phone. Amen. Got attachment to it, and amen. And I went to the bank when the ATM machine was coming out, and I was doing a little withdrawal, and the clerk said, "Now, sir, do you have an ATM?" I said, "No, ma'am. I know, ma'am. I don't." "Why don't you get an ATM? Wasting your time." I said, "Oh Lord, what the?" I said, "Ma'am, I'm a customer. See, God works sometimes. God works through people to help you to do things he wants you to learn. Amen. And you, many of us have talent. Jesus spoke about talent. Amen. Sometimes if we don't exercise our faith in an area or try to train ourselves, amen, as the Holy Spirit begins to lead you, the more you pray,
And the more you read the word, the Holy Ghost want to advance you. He want to push you a little bit higher. He's going to make you the head and not the tail. He always trying to advance you. But the enemy want to make us comfortable and relaxation. And, oh, you don't need that. You don't need that. But the more Holy Ghost, the more fire. Amen. Jeremiah says he's just like fire. Amen. So God wants you, if you're going to be like a tree at a certain level, the ant, the little bugs can't bother that little tree. Amen. Birds get so high. Amen. The average bird, amen, could be able to launch up in it. But the little small butterfly, he might not be able to touch that tree. That tree growing and growing and growing and growing. And the higher the tree get, that's new areas for him. Amen. But the root, amen, the root and the base is still there. So sometimes, amen, God wants us to not just bulk up ourselves with muscles or spiritual things just to bulk up, amen, to be arrogant, amen, all of that. No, like the caller just finished saying, amen, he wants to use that. He wants to use that. And sometimes he has to, amen, he has to put a little irritation, like the eagle, you know, put a little irritation onto you. And get you to see some things that he wants you to do that you thought you was not able to do. Some of that talent in your praying, and I know in your praying, you can get these sharp insults. You can get so far in prayer. We're talking about praying in the spiritual world, because then you get in with the spiritual muscle, you're going to run into spiritual things. Amen. Dealing with spiritual things. Amen. In prayer. The meditation and prayer, amen. Praying in the Holy Ghost, Jude said, amen. I heard some curse words, and I know I wasn't cursing, amen. So I had to run. I had to go out early in Christ. I talked to my aunt. I said, now, if you ever heard, you get in the prayer room, you praying and talking to Christ, and you know, and I heard some curse words. She said, yeah. You out there in the spirit. The devil gonna try to curse that. He gonna say some things that. Amen. So you study the Word of God and meditate on the Word of God. You know, you're dealing with muscles, you're dealing with spiritual things, but at the same time, you thank God that God will let you know what He's doing. What He's doing. You're not losing your mind. You're not losing your mind. Amen. Some of you always don't let your mind go. We thank God for our author. Don't let your mind, that when you come out of prayer, amen, you grab the first thought come to your mind. That might not be God. That might not be God. Amen. The first thing come to you. You that's God speaking to me. No. Lucifer was up there, he was in the prayer meeting with Job. Somebody called Job up and dial Job's number. He'll tell you. Amen. All right. I'm going to slow down here. We're going to close 954-4427. Yes.
Yes, Mr. I just wanted to just thank you for this broadcast, because it's messages like this now that people be able to get into the Word of God. Many of folks are not going and staying away from church, and for fear of the fact that they are tired of the same old, but these broadcasts enable people to be introduced to Christ in a way that they probably never would be able to receive, simply because it's a lot more comfortable for them, and the understanding is there in the Word. And that's the thing that we need more of than anything else, is to get understanding. And so I just thank Him for the broadcast, because that understanding is there, and this is for so much lacking in the body of Christ today.
All right. I thank you very much for it. I know who this gentleman is, and great brother in the Lord, and he had so many operations, and that's what's called spiritual strength. Amen. When the mind, your mind is able to say, okay, you keep your mind on Christ, practicing. Amen. And many of you come through problems after problems, and you're still saved. You're still saved. Like Peter told Jesus, he fed the 5,000 and everybody walking away. And Jesus turned around to his disciples and said, Lord, Jesus said, are you all going to leave me too? And Peter would like to say, many of us say, well, Lord, where can we go? Ain't nothing out there anymore that's going to feed me or help me. Amen. So there are some of you been dealing with spiritual gifts and spiritual questions. Amen. They're gonna come. They're going to come and analyze, but set your mind on goals. You get up in the morning, pray. Amen. Put a little note on the bathroom door, mirror. Say, did you pray this morning? And read the scripture until your mind catch on. Your mind catch on. And, you know, pray in the daytime. But set your little schedule for the day that you have a sound mind. You have an agenda. Amen. And things, so when things come up, amen, it will come up. The enemy will try to trick your mind. He will try to deceive you like he did Adam and Eve. He'll challenge your mind because he know if he get to the mind, he can get to the body. Amen. If he can get to the computer, he can delete some things. Is that right? Amen. So we just keep on our mind on Christ and keep our mind, and the more you practice, find it. All right, we have another error code, 910-6600. Yes, sir.
Go right ahead. I think what you just hit on there, Bishop, is kind of key. When you begin to exercise your faith, it's kind of like working out. When you first begin to start working out, you'll begin to be sore. You know, in certain areas, those areas you haven't worked, you'll begin to be sore in those areas. And the more as you work out, the more and more you'll get used to it. And that's the same kind of way with it. When we start exercising our spiritual muscles and exercising our spiritual, strength, we'll begin to, at first, it'll feel uncomfortable. But as we begin to grow and grow in faith, you'll begin to feel that power, and your faith level begin to go from one level to another. As God begins to perform miracles in your life, you'll grow stronger and stronger and stronger. And your faith, that's within the inside of you, is the most powerful thing on earth. That's the most powerful, unshakable thing on earth, is what you have on the inside of you. Just the thought of being able to speak to a mountain and tell it to be removed, that's very, very powerful. And as you begin to build up yourself and begin to really get into the Word of God and really develop a life of prayer, your faith will be on such a level that the enemy, he won't stand a chance against you, because everything that he come at you against, you'll use the Word to speak your way out that situation, and you'll use the Word to talk the opposite of what you're going through.
Amen. Very good. Very good. I got some revelation from that. Our last situation that I was in, I said, well, Lord, I don't want to, to go through it this way as an operation. And he said, no, I want you to take this operation. And I said, okay. When it's time for the operation, I said, okay. Well, just let him put me on there. And he said, no, I want you to face it. I want you to face the situation. And like Jesus said, and the elders just finished saying, talking to the situation. I know many times we just want to close our eyes and escape. I'm tired of dealing with this. But Jesus said, talk yourself, talk to it. And we got some individuals out there in the world, back in the world, in the time, that man got a silver tongue. He can talk, I believe he can talk his way out of a glass of water. And these men go, and these ladies, the people that believe they can just talk, they be lying, but they be talking. Amen. God wants us to use his word and faith. Now, David didn't have a Bible the time that he was out there when he had to face that lion. A young boy had to face a lion. I don't know how big he was or what, but I knew that was traumatized. Then he had to turn around and face a bear. Those experiences, and God kept him and taught him something. And when he walked in town and saw this Goliath out there cursing Israel, he had so much confidence in him. But that I can understand it. He probably stayed. He stayed up all night. I can just use that example, maybe. That David probably stayed up all night, trembling and wounds and looking at himself. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Jehovah, for helping me get through this lion. I didn't know I could do it. Then he turned around, ate him another bear. But the situation was, he was fighting for the sheep. And many of us, as men, as household, amen, you fighting for your family. You're fighting for your own self as well as your responsibility. And that's what God wants us to do. Stand up and face it and talk to it. Sometimes you might not be able to pray and go in a prayer meeting. Amen. But you can talk to it by faith. Go in the bathroom and talk to it. Get in your car and talk to it. Amen. Talk to yourself. Amen. All right. We enjoying it. We thank God for many of you as well. And we've got about 2 more minutes, a little bit more. Amen. Anyone else? We always, your topic I meditate on and the Lord give it to me. So this is nothing that I make up. Amen. This is the Holy Ghost topic. Amen. And we try to think of something that, a topic in a way that it can help you grow in Christ. Amen. Not only you, but all of us. Be aware. And always sometimes remind me about, oh, I forgot I can't speak the things, you know. You can talk to it. Because faith comes by hearing. You say it out of your mouth or your ear, pick it up, and it goes into your stream. It goes into your thought part pattern. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. So the more faith, the more you talk, the more you confess, and you more say, well, Lord, we're going to do it. God came to Abraham, said, Abraham, you know what I'm getting ready to do something. So that's that relationship that you want with God. Amen. And God can come to you and say, listen, I'm getting ready to do something. Is something going to happen to your family? Is something going to happen in the community? Amen. I want you to stand in the gap. Amen. I want you to speak in the east. But whatever the situation is, you want to have that relationship. Amen. God, when God comes to you about something, he know you're capable of doing that. Don't put yourself down. Amen. Use that relationship. Father, we're going to close in a prayer. Amen. All of those that are listening, we thank God for them and their family. And, oh, God, we ask you to enter into the inner man and continue to strengthen. Amen. Especially those that are dealing with spiritual gifts and they're trying to decide, amen, this is of God or this is of man or this is of themselves. But, Lord, help them to practice. Amen. The more they practice and examine, amen, of scriptures that is of you, amen. We pray that through this lesson and these conversations and these great men and women of God, amen, that they will be able to grasp. Amen. 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 We thank God for our author, Minister Warlord, if you're still available, give us the address, amen, of your book. Amen. If you're still available, amen. We still have some time that those of you dealing with mind. And I believe that the day and time and with all these different problems that's coming up, amen, we need to guard our mind. We have to guard our thinking. Amen. The enemy find a way to come to your emotions. Since you're still here, he will try to work with your emotions. He will try to work with your intellect. Amen. Your feeling in these times. Amen. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen. You're not losing your mind. You're not losing your mind. Amen. You're not losing. Amen. Before you get strong, like I say, you will get weak. You feel that when you be thinking, oh, I'm not doing right. No, that you're getting stronger. You're getting stronger with Christ. Amen. We praying that you will continue. You can go to www.jciministries.org and you look for Doctrine of Truth, amen, and Bishop Poole, and all of you, if you'd like to stay in contact with us. God bless you, amen. We pray God's blessing upon you wherever you are. We love you, and may heaven smile upon you. Thank you.